It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. Mayor de Blasio outlined his latest plan for tackling one of the city's biggest challenges heading into re-election. The main part of his homeless strategy announced yesterday is to open 90 new shelters across the five boroughs. Joining us now to discuss the big plan are WNYC reporters Morella Ivorak and Bridget Bergen. Guys, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Morella, let's start with you. The administration is calling this a borough-based approach to shelters. What exactly does that mean?
The main idea is that homeless New Yorkers who are coming into the shelter system should be able to stay in the borough they're coming from, as close to the neighborhood they're from and the support networks they have. Here's how the Commissioner of Social Services, Stephen Banks, describes it.
The key to success is giving somebody from the Bronx an opportunity to remain with their family close to where their school is instead of putting them in Brooklyn and having to commute back to school.
Banks argues that will give the homeless more stability and perhaps make it easier to get out of the system. The mayor wants to build 90 new shelters over the next 5 years for 18,000 homeless New Yorkers who now live in hotels and motels or private apartments in mostly poor neighborhoods. That's almost a third of the shelter population, and the mayor wants to shut down those other types of shelters.
I'm also assuming that this is also going to be something that will be concise, have problems in different neighborhoods. The mayor talked about achieving a more equitable distribution of shelters across the city. How will that work?
We know that shelters are concentrated in low-income neighborhoods mm-hmm. like Brownsville, East Harlem, the South Bronx.
Right.
Well, for example, Elmhurst, Riverdale, or Borough Park have only a few shelters. The mayor says he'll now be asking every community to do its fair share, and that shelters will be opened where people are coming into the system. So even if a community board has only 50 people in the shelter system, he said he wants it to have a facility that has the capacity to shelter around 50 people.
So is this a big change in direction?
The way he talked about it, mm-hmm. it is. He talked about how homelessness has increased over the past 35 years under every administration. Koch, Dinkins, Giuliani, Bloomberg, and his own. And he wants to reverse that trend. He admitted that some things his administration has tried over the last 3 years haven't worked.
I want to break the cycle. I want to break the pattern of the last 3.5 decades of us going in the wrong direction.
But he's only committed to making really modest progress, reducing the shelter population by about 2,500 over the next 5 years. Right now, it's around 60,000.
Okay, Bridget, the mayor's faced some stiff opposition in some communities, some neighborhoods, where the city has tried in the past to open new shelters. What political challenges does he face with this plan?
Well, Richard, this issue is still a huge political vulnerability for him. And he said several times yesterday that this was not going to be a politically popular plan because he's asking every neighborhood in the city to put some skin in the game. He's talking about building more shelters, knowing he's faced that opposition you talked about mm-hmm. when he's tried to do it. And, you know, it's taken 3 years. This is the fourth year of his administration, and this is a very modest plan. In his defense, he said no administration over the past 35 years has been able to bring the numbers down, which is why he's emphasizing this new borough-based approach.
Every community in this city has homeless people. We need a shelter system that reflects where people come from and allows people to be sheltered in their own community. That's going to take an entire reworking.
And he's talked about reworking that process of working with community boards when they talk about bringing a shelter to their community. And, you know, there's still going to be local opposition.
Yeah, I'm assuming, yeah.
Just like it was with this affordable housing plan, this approach really sets the stage for more community battles over shelter siting, and those battles can be exploited for political purposes. See Senator Tony Avella when he launched his mayoral bid. He did it in Maspeth in front of one of those hotels that the city wanted to convert into a shelter. You know, I should note, Avella is also a member of the Independent Democratic Coalition, or the IDC, and the head of that group, State Senator Jeff Klein, represents part of the Bronx, and, you know, is also one of that body's major deal makers. So it's likely some of the state's most powerful lawmakers may also be part of that local opposition.
So, Bridget, is there an upside for him here?
The mayor's definitely trying to redefine the issue in human terms, appealing to New Yorkers' sense of compassion, talking about families and saying that these are actually your neighbors. Working with community boards in this new way may help him build some political support. It is a re-election year. This is a new approach. It's not overly aggressive. Here's Christine Quinn, the former city council speaker who lost to de Blasio in 2013. She runs WIN, a nonprofit shelter provider, and she was in the front row of the mayor's speech yesterday afternoon. She says she supports the mayor's approach.
That we need more shelters. That shelters are not the problem. Homeless people are not the problem. The conditions that cause homelessness and perpetuate homelessness are the problem. We've said that over and over in the year and a half I've been at WIN, and it's been heard.
Okay, so to both of you, what are you hearing? Is there a lot of opposition or support among social service types or local politicians? Marella?
Like you just heard from Quinn, there's definitely support from some nonprofit shelter providers. But organizations like the Legal Aid Society and the Coalition for the Homeless say that while the plan is well-intentioned, it's more important to reduce the need for shelters than to build new ones. They'd like to see more public housing units set aside for homeless families.
And, you know, we've heard from both State Senator Tony Avella and independent mayoral candidate Paul Massey, who've criticized the plan, not surprisingly, just as another attempt by the mayor to address the homeless problem. They criticize his management skills, his vision. And the city council will also play a crucial role in making this deal happen. A handful of members were at yesterday's announcement, but it's clear there are a lot more detailed conversations that need to happen to figure out what this is going to mean in each of their districts.
Okay, WNYC's Bridget Bergen, Marella Ivorak, thanks to you both.
Thanks.
Thank you.